这张图片是上个星期我让你们看的。
This slide I've already shown it to you last week.
所以今天我所要讲的就是关于这个圣徒被提的事情。
So today we're going to talk about rapture of the believers.
所以盼望我在讲完这个末世的事情的时候。
So hopefully when I finish talking about the end times.
在你们的脑海里面你就有一个印象。
You will have an image in your, in you.
现在我们活在这个教会时期。
And that we're living right now in a church age.
然后信徒或者教会将会被提到天上去。
And the church or the believers will be raptured.
当信徒被提到天上去之后将会有七年的大灾难。
And after the rapture, there will be the beginning of tribulation.
然后大灾难结束的时候就是他米吉多顿大战。
And at the end of the tribulation, there will be the battle of Hamagaden.
那么那个时候就是基督再来的时候。
And then Christ will return.
所以我们等下我会讲清楚，那么到底被提跟基督再来有什么不同。
So, in a little bit, I'm going to tell you the difference between rapture and the return of Christ.
那么基督再来之后，他就在地上建立一个千禧年、一千年的国度。
After his return, Christ will establish a millennium on earth.
那么在一千年的国度的时候，我们知道圣经说撒旦暂时被捆绑。
And during the millennium, the Bible have told us that Satan will be bound temporarily.
然后就在最后的时候，一千年以后，所有没有信耶稣的人，他们将会面对这个白色大宝座的审判。
And at the end of the millennium, all who did not believe in Christ will face the great white throne.
所以每一个人只有两个地方去。
So for everyone, there are only two places for them to go.
信耶稣的人进入新天新地。
Those who believe in Christ will enter the new earth and the new heaven.
没有信耶稣的人就进入那个永恒的火湖里面。
Non-believers will then enter the eternal flame.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹对这个图片的印象把它放在你的脑海里面。
So I hope you have this, the whole image of this slide in your brain.
那么今天的讲题是突然间不见了。
The topic for today's preaching is suddenly disappeared.
那么我们来看圣经里面这一段经文，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节到十八节。
So let's look at the Bible, First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13-18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书旧新约圣经第四章第十三节到十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 18.
十三节，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤。像那些没有指望的人一样，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之间，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这话彼此劝勉。
Verse 13, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
不晓得你们有没有看过这个小说叫做 Left Behind?
I don't know if many among us have read the fiction Left Behind.
Left Behind 这个系列的作者叫做 Dr. Tim LaHaye.
The writer is Dr. Tim LaHaye.
那么 Dr. Tim LaHaye 他在九岁的时候他就失去了他的父亲。
Dr. Tim LaHaye lost his father when he was 9 years old.
那么他的父亲因为心脏病突然间发作而去世了。His
father died from sudden cardiac death.
所以父亲的离开使到这个九岁大的 Tim LaHaye 感觉到非常的伤心。So
with his passing, Tim was very saddened.
那么他的牧师也是他的叔叔。
His pastor is also his uncle.
主持他父亲的葬礼。
So he was officiating the funeral.
所以在这个葬礼的时候, 这位牧师宣告说,
And during the funeral, he proclaimed.
他说, 这不是 Frank LaHaye, Frank LaHaye 就是 Tim LaHaye的爸爸, 的结束。
So Frank LaHaye is the father of Tim. He said, this is not the end for Frank LaHaye.
他说因为 Frank LaHaye 是一个信耶稣得救的人。
He said because Frank is a believer.
他说有一天当耶稣基督从天降临的时候,
He said one day when Jesus Christ returned.
他说有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。
He said there will be the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call.
而且又有神的号在吹响。
And the Lord's trumpet will blow.
他说 Frank LaHaye将会从死里复活过来。And
Frank at that time will rise up from the dead.
我们必会与他在空中相遇。And
we will meet him in the clouds.
并且与主同在到永永远远。And
to be with the Lord forever.
所以这个应许带来给这个九岁大的 Tim LaHaye一个很大的盼望和一个很大的安慰。
So this promise gave the 9-year-old Tim a lot of hope.
所以 Tim LaHaye的父亲去世。
So Tim LaHaye's father passed on.
那么影响到他对这个主耶稣第二次再来的事情，特别是被提的真理，感到很有兴趣。
It caused him to have great interest in the return of Jesus Christ and about the rapture.
那么后来他就写了这些小说，这个。 Left Behind 这个系列。
So later he wrote the series Left Behind.
所以这个 Left Behind 那个系列基本上就是谈到耶稣基督第二次再来，特别是讲到那个被提的事情。
So the Left Behind series basically talk about the rapture and what happened afterwards.
那么在新约圣经，如果你看新约圣经的时候，你发觉到。 有好几个地方谈到这个关于这个被提的事情。
If you look at the New Testament, there are quite a few scripture talking about the rapture.
然后比如说就是刚才我们看那段经文。
One of the examples is a scripture we just read.
然后还有在哥林多前书第15章51节跟52节也谈到这个被提的事情。
Also mentioned is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51 to 52.
那么圣经里面 曾经有几个人经历过这个被提的事件。
There has been a few people, character in the text in the Bible that has gone through the rapture.
然后比如说你看希伯来书第11章第5节。
For example, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5.
我们这里讲到一个人的名字叫做以诺。
The man's name is Enoch.
他说以诺因作信被借弃。 不至于见死。
He said by faith Enoch was taken from his life so that he did not experience death.
他说人也找不到他,
he could not be found.
因为神已经把他借弃了,
because God had taken him away.
只是他被借弃以先, 已经得了神喜悦他的名正。
For before he was taken, he was commanded as one who pleased God.
所以以诺他没有经历到死亡而被神借弃了。
Enoch was taken before he faced death.
那么先知以利亚也有类似的经验。
The prophet Elijah has similar experience.
那么圣经里面讲到他们正走坐说话，突然有火车火马。 将二人隔开，以利亚被乘旋风升天去了。The
scripture said, as they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind.
所以圣经里面讲到这两个人曾经被提到天上去。
So the Bible had mentioned that these two has been lifted into heaven.
所以根据圣经有一天 所有得救的基督徒，无论他们已经离开世界或者还活着的，他们将会被提到天上去。
And the Bible said one day, all those who believe in Christ, whether they have already passed on or if they are still alive, they will be lifted into heaven.
那么那一天将会有千百万的基督徒被提到天上去，忽然间消失掉。
And there will be thousands and millions of these believers. All of a sudden, they will disappear.
我们可以想象到这么多的人从地上消失，被带来给世界一个混乱的那种状况。
And you can imagine the confusion and chaos on earth with tens of millions of people all of a sudden missing.
比如说在路上开车的基督徒啊。
For example, the Christians who are driving on the road.
突然间消失掉,
all of a sudden, they're gone.
或者在空中开这个飞机的那个机师，比如说他们是基督徒的话，突然间消失掉.
Or the Christian pilots who are on a plane.
那么在医院里面进行手术的病人.
Maybe the patients who are under surgery.
那么突然间没有了医生.
All of a sudden, the surgeon's gone.
我记得在我来第一年来念神学的时候。
I remember the first year when I was in a seminary.
我不知道美国的情况。
I didn't quite know the system in the U.S.
那么那天早上我们去教会崇拜。
That morning we went to church to worship.
我们到教会的时候，几乎看到没有人在。
When we went to the church, there were almost nobody there.
而且那个门也还在锁上。
And the door is still locked.
所以我心里有点不明白为什么没有人来。
I didn't understand how come there were nobody here.
可能教会被提了。
And I thought maybe the rapture has already happened.
原来他们把时间改掉。But
it was just because of the daylight saving time.
然后在三个月前的时候，我们知道政府应州要保护这个。 Galveston 跟 Houston 这两个城市的人民受到这个飓风的所带来的灾害。And
we know about 3 months ago, the government trying to protect the people in Galveston and Houston from hurricane.
所以他就吩咐人民疏散。They
have ordered an evacuation.
离开这两个城市到那些比较安全的地方去。To
leave these two cities to go to higher ground.
那么我们知道疏散之后，城市里面还留下一些不愿意离开的人。And
we know that after the evacuation, there were some reluctant citizens that left behind.
平常这个很繁忙的街道，突然间成为一个死去的城市。The
streets that used to be bustling with people now all of a sudden is dead.
比如说一些人没有得到这个政府的通知。
We know that there are some that did not get the notice from the government.
然后突然间发现到自己被留下来。
All of a sudden, they realized that they were left behind.
当某一个城市或者一个地区要面对灾难的时候。
if a place or a city all of a sudden have to face a disaster.
那么通常政府都会给他们足够的时间来疏散。
The government usually will notify them in time for them to evacuate.
但是信徒要被提到天上去的时候，
But for the rapture to happen,
将会没有任何的警告和通知。
There will not be any notice.
哥林多前书第十五章五十二节说，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 52 it says,
他说信徒被提是眨眼之间的事情。
He said the rapture will happen in a flash, in the twinkling.
换句话说信徒被提是在很短的时间里面就被提到天上去。
It is in the twinkling of an eye. In other words, it is in a very, very short moment.
那么他们将会逃离这个大灾难。
They will lap the tribulation.
所以被提，它英文用的用词叫做 rapture.
In English, it's translated rapture.
那么 rapture 的意思就是指在没有办法抗拒那种情绪之下被提到天上去。
Rapture means it is unable to resist the emotion.
那么我们知道今天的社会这个 rapture 这个用词啊非常的流行。
We know in today's world, rapture, this word rapture is used very often.
那么在市场上你看呢，如果你买香水的话，有一种香水叫做 rapture。
If you are into the perfume, you know there's a kind of perfume named rapture.
也有不少的小说或者电影也用这个名词来用这个标题做他们的题目。
There are movies or fiction that uses rapture in the title.
如果你有打高尔夫球的话。
And if you play golf.
有些高尔夫球的球棒，它的名字叫做 rapture.
You know, some of the club's name is called rapture.
为什么基督徒用这个 rapture 这个名词来形容信徒被提到天上去？
So why do Christians use the word rapture to describe being lifted to heaven?
那么基督徒引用这个名词，因为在拉丁文，它的意思是指信徒在末世之前被提走。
In the Latin language, this word means Christians being lifted before the end times.
所以被提的重点不是专注在那些被留下来的人。
So in rapture, the focus is not on those who are left behind.
而是专注在那些被提到天上的人。
The focus is on those who are being lifted.
所以所有得救的基督徒有一天将会被提到天上去。
So all believers one day will be lifted into heaven.
并且与主永永远远的同在。
And to be with the Lord forever.
他们将会逃离七年的大灾难。
They will escape the 7 years of tribulation.
所以这个应验了主耶稣对门徒在约翰福音十四章第一节到第三节所说的。
So this will fulfill what Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 14.
因为那个时候主耶稣对门徒说，
Because at that time Jesus told the disciples.
他说你们心里不要忧愁。
He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
你们信神也当信我。
Trust in God, trust also in me.
他说在我父的家里有许多的住处。
For in my father's house are many rooms.
他说如果没有的话我早已经告诉了你。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
他说我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
就必再来接你们到我那里去。
I will come back and take you to be with me.
我在那里叫你们也在那里。
That you also may be where I am.
这是耶稣基督对所有基督徒的一个应许。
And this is a promise from Jesus to all believers.
所以被提和耶稣基督第二次再来是两样不同的事情。
So rapture and the return of Jesus Christ are two separate incidents.
被提的时候，耶稣基督没有来到地上。
For the rapture, Jesus has not arrived on earth yet.
那么主耶稣基督再来是七年大灾难之后的事情。
The return of Jesus is when the tribulation ended.
他将会跟所有的信徒从天上降临。
He will then arrive with all the believers on earth.
那么在地上建立一个一千年的国度。
And he will establish his millennium on earth.
我们也知道圣经讲对题不是一个公开的事情。
And we also know that the Bible has said rapture is not an obvious thing.
那么只有得救的基督徒才看到这件事情的发生。
It will only be seen by the believers.
但是圣经讲到主耶稣第二次再来是一个公开的事情。
But then the Bible said the return of Jesus Christ is an obvious incident.
所有的人都看到。
Everyone on earth will see it happen.
如果你看启示录第一章第七节。
And if you look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 7.
他说看啊他驾云降临众目要看见他。连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿门。
Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Everyone who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen.
所以被提是在主耶稣基督第二次再来之前所发生的事情。
So the rapture will happen before the second return of Jesus Christ.
也是七年大灾难之前的事情。
And it will happen before the tribulation.
所以被提这件事情发生之后。
So after the rapture happened.
我们很肯定的七年之后耶稣基督就会第二次再来。
Then we can be sure that after 7 years, Jesus Christ will return.
但是没有人知道被提会在什么时候来。
But nobody will know when rapture will happen.
那么如果你问我的话，
If you ask me,
我想已经很近了。
I think it's very close.
那么上次我讲过以色列的复国。
Last time I mentioned about Israel becoming a country.
那么我也讲到这个欧洲联盟的成立。
I also talk about the establishment of the European Union.
那么欧洲联盟的成立，圣经里面讲到将会有一位敌基督出来。
And the Bible said from the European Union there will be an Antichrist who will come out.
那么这两件事情是圣经里面讲的预兆。
These two are the signs of his second coming.
那么预告耶稣基督将会再来。
To tell us that Jesus is coming back.
也预告说圣徒随时的会被提到天上去。
And it is also a sign to tell the believers that rapture will happen soon.
所以保罗在这个哥林多前书谈到这个被提的事情的时候。
So when Paul mentioned about the rapture in 1 Corinthians.
那么他同时也谈到这个复活的事情。
He also talked about resurrection.
他提到在号筒吹响的时候，信徒将会从死里复活。
He said, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable.
然后被提到天上去。
And will be lifted.
然后我们知道保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦第四章很详细的讲到这个被提和复活的事情。
And we know Paul mentioned in detail about rapture and resurrection in chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians.
因为当时在帖撒罗尼迦的信徒有一些不明白这个关于被提的事情。
Because the believers in Thessalonica at that time did not understand the rapture and resurrection.
他们不明白，他说已经死去的基督徒怎么被提到天上去。
They don't understand how can a dead Christian be lifted and be taken to heaven.
我想可能今天也有信徒对这个事情也有些问题。
I believe that among believers there are questions like that.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十三节告诉他们。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13, Paul said.
他说论到睡了的人，我们不愿弟兄们不知道。
He said, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep.
他说恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
Or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope.
他说这些对被提不明白的信徒。
He said, those who do not understand the rapture.
那么他们在问那些已经离开世界的基督徒亲人，他们怎么办呢？
They're asking about what's going to happen to those who have already passed on.
他们关心他们的亲人，比如说我们有些亲人已经去世了。
They are worried about their relatives. For example, for the relatives that of our family who has passed on.
那么他们在被提的时候，他们怎么办？
Then what happened to them during the rapture?
所以保罗在第四章十六节、十七节告诉他们。
So then Paul continued in verse 16 and 17.
他说因为主必亲自同天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。
He said, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel.
又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
他说以后我们这些活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到营里去。
And after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds.
在空中与主相遇。
To meet the Lord in the air.
那么圣经讲到这样我们必与主永永远远的同在。
And so the Bible said, and we will be with him forever.
所以我们看到圣经用这个睡觉来形容一个已经离开世界的人。
So we see the Bible use asleep to describe someone who is dead.
所以这个形容词很有意思。
This adjective is very meaningful.
我们知道一个睡觉的人都会醒来的。
We know that someone who falls asleep will wake up.
如果不会醒来的话，就代表他已经死去了。
If they don't wake up, that means they're dead.
我们知道有些人明天起来没有起来。
We know that somebody won't wake up tomorrow.
因为他在睡梦中他已经死去了。
Because he passed on during his sleep.
所以圣经形容一个基督徒离开世界的时候。
So the Bible describes someone who passed on.
就好像一个人睡觉一样。
It's just like someone who has fallen asleep.
因为有一天他将会醒来。
Because one day he will wake up.
圣经里面讲到一个拉撒路。
The Bible mentions someone called Lazarus.
拉撒路因为他病而死去了。
He died from illness.
那么他的家人就邀请耶稣来看他。
And so his family requests Jesus to go and see him.
希望耶稣基督能够行一些神迹奇事。
Hoping that Jesus can perform a miracle.
但是圣经讲到耶稣基督没有立刻去看他。
But the Bible recorded that he did not go immediately.
主耶稣却对他们说。
But Jesus told them.
他说我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
He said our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let's go wake him up.
那么圣经里面也谈到另外一个人叫做史提凡。
Another person recorded in the Bible is Stephen.
因为福音的缘故。
Because of the gospel.
那么史提凡圣经讲到被人用石头打死了。
He was stoned to death.
那么他离开世界之前。
And right before he died.
那么他就跪下来大声的喊叫说。
He fell on his knees and cried out.
他说主啊不要将这罪归于他们。
He said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
那么说了这话就睡了。
And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
所以初期教会的信徒引用这个希腊文叫做 koimeterion 来形容这个坟墓，好像一个休息的地方或者一个睡觉的地方。
So in the early church, the believers used this Greek word, to describe the grave as some place where people can go get rest or some place they go to sleep.
英文是 cemetery.
The English word cemetery.
不是 seminary.
Not seminary.
Cemetery, 它的字根是来自这个希腊文 cemetery.
The root word of cemetery came from this Greek word.
那么在保罗的时代，这个字也是指这个小里面。
And during Paul's time, this word also referred to the inn.
或者是旅馆的意思。
Or hotel or motel.
当我们去旅馆的时候。
And when we go to a hotel.
我们只不过是在那边睡一个觉，过一个晚上。
We may just go there, spend the night.
那么醒来之后，明天我们就离开这个旅馆。
And after we slept, we would leave the next morning.
所以当一个基督徒他离开世界之后，他是在那个坟墓里面睡觉。
And so when a Christian dies, he's just sleeping in the grave.
所以圣经讲，当呼叫的声音和天使长的声音和神的号吹响的时候。
And so the Bible said, with the voice of the archangel, a loud command, and the trumpet call of God,
他将会醒过来，然后被提到天上去。
He will arise awake and be lifted into heaven.
所以睡觉会醒过来。
So for being asleep, you will wake up.
也象征生存的盼望。
And it symbolizes also the hope of life.
就好像这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十三节这么说。
Just like it was mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13.
保罗说，论到罪恶的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道。
He said, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep.
他说，恐怕你们心里面感觉到忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
Or to grieve, like the rest of men who have no hope.
没有指望的人就是那些没有信耶稣得救的人。
Those who are without hope are those who did not believe, who do not believe in Christ.
所以当他们面对死亡的时候，他们必定会感觉到很忧伤。
And so when they face death,They will feel very, very sad.
因为他们不知道死后到哪里去。
Because they don't know what happened after death.
他们也没有复活的盼望。
They do not have the hope of resurrection.
我见过很多中国人、华人，当他们举行这个丧礼的时候。
I have gone through traditional Chinese funerals.
那么他们哭得很伤心。
They cry. They cry their heart out.
如果没有人哭，他们就请人来哭。
And if nobody is crying, they're going to hire someone to come and cry.
所以你看到他们觉得很绝望。
You see, they felt hopeless.
那么根据圣经，不得救的人将会在千禧年结束的时候复活。
And according to the Bible, those who are non-believers will resurrect at the end of the millennium.
然后面对这个大宝座，白色大宝座的审判。
And then they will face judgment in front of the great white throne.
那么刚才我在这个图片告诉你们大宝座，白色大宝座前的审判。
And just now I show you on the slide the judgment of the great white throne.
所以每一个人只有两个地方去。
So there are two places for everyone.
得救的人就到新天新地那边去。
For those who believe, they will go to the new heaven and the new earth.
没有信耶稣得救不得救的人，他们将会进入这个永恒的火湖里面。
And those who are non-believers will then enter the eternal flame.
但是基督徒不是没有指望的人。
Christians are not one without hope.
所以圣经讲到，在神的号吹响的时候。
So the Bible said when God's trumpet call,
那些离开世界的基督徒将会从死里复活过来。
The dead in Christ will rise.
而且那些正在活着的基督徒将会跟他们一起连同的被提到天上去。
And those who are still alive will also be caught up with them.
而且与主在空中相遇。
And to meet Christ in the cloud.
所以在保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦讲到这个被提的事情的时候
And so when Paul mentioned about the rapture in 1 Thessalonians
我们可以看到三个顺序
We can see three orders
那么第一个顺序就是已经死去的基督徒他们将会在被提的时候他们将会复活过来
First, those who are dead in Christ will rise
他们将会他们的身体复活的身体将会与他们的灵魂联合在一起。
Their risen body will then get together with their spirit.
那么第二个顺序。
The second order.
还活着的基督徒，他们的身体将会受到改变。
Those who are still alive, the believers who are still alive, their body will change.
然后成为一个不朽坏的身体。
They will change into the imperishable.
第三个顺序
The third order
复活的基督徒的身体被改变而被改变的基督徒将会一起被提到天上去与主相遇
The resurrected Christians their body will also change and they will meet Christ in the air.
所以背提对于我们来说有什么关系?
So what is the relationship between the rapture and us?
我刚才说过,所有得救的基督徒将会大在大灾难之前被提到天上去。
Just now I mentioned all who believe will be lifted before the tribulation.
因为神要他的儿女必逃离这个大灾难。
Because God wants his children to escape the great tribulation.
那么如果你看这个帖撒罗尼迦第一章第十节的话。
And if you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10.
那么这里讲到等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And he says to wait upon his son, who will be coming from heaven, resurrected from the dead, and he's the one who will lift us out of his wrath.
所以背提对一个基督徒来讲不只是一个盼望。
So rapture to a Christian is not only a hope.
也是一个安慰。
It is also a comfort.
因为圣经讲到我们将会与主永永远远的同在。
Because the Bible said we will be with Christ forever.
而且我们将会脱离这个大灾难带来的痛苦。
And that we will escapethe pain caused by the great tribulation.
所以我们不单要明白这个背提的真理。
So not only are we to understand the truth about rapture.
我们圣经讲到，我们也必须用这个真理来互相的劝勉。
And we ought to also encourage one another with this truth.
彼此的安慰。
To comfort one another.
我想你不想要经过这个大灾难。
I'm sure you don't want to go through the great tribulation.
有几个人要经过七年的大灾难情况。
How many of you want to go through the 7 years of tribulation? Raise your hand.
我想没有一个人想要经过大灾难。
I don't think anybody would want to go through that.
因为大灾难实在是很可怕的事情。
Because the great tribulation is a horrible thing.
如果你要知道大灾难的详情，你就去看启示录第六章第到第十九章。
If you really want to know the detail about the Great Tribulation, look at Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 19.
所以背提对于得救的基督徒是不只是一个盼望。
So rapture to a Christian is not only a hope.
也是一个安慰。
It is also a comfort.
所以我们应当用这件事情来彼此的劝勉，彼此的安慰。
We need to encourage one another and comfort one another.
我们圣经里面讲到背提是一霎一眨眼之间的事情。
And the Bible says rapture will happen in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye.
没有任何的通告。
There will not be any notice.
不像最近在 Galveston 跟 Houston 所发生的这个飓风。
Unlike what happened in Galveston and Houston, with the coming of the hurricane.
因为气象台他们知道飓风就要到来了。
Because the weather center know the hurricane is approaching.
所以他们就通知那些居民。
So they notify the citizens.
他们居民都有很足够的时间逃离这个飓风带来的灾害。
The citizens have plenty of time to evacuate.
但是背提却没有任何的通告。
But the rapture will happen without any notice.
没有通告，但是有预兆。
There is no notice, but there will be signs.
Yeah, 比如说在马太福音第25章所讲到那个十个童女的比喻。
For example, what was mentioned in Matthew chapter 25 about the parables of the 10
virgins. 那么新郎基本上没有告诉他们什么时候他会来。
The groom did not tell them when he will arrive.
偏偏在那个五个愚拙的童女没有准备好的时候他就来。
And he arrived when the 5 foolish virgins were not prepared.
那么圣经讲到背提就是如此。
The Bible said rapture will happen just like that.
那么圣经也讲到背提好像夜间的劫来一样。
And the rapture will also happen as just like when the thief comes.
如果你看帖撒罗尼迦第五章前书第五章第二节的话。
If you look at Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2.
他说因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的劫一样。
Because it said you all know that the time of the Lord will come as thieves.
贼来偷东西没有告诉我们的。
When a thief comes, he's not going to notify us first.
有没有？
Do they call you first?
他不会告诉我们。
They won't tell you.
被提也是这样。
Rapture will happen the same way.
那么既然我们不知道被提在什么时候发生。
So since we do not know when the rapture will happen.
那么我们应当做好任何的准备。
We must be prepared.
啊，圣经有这个答案。
The Bible has the answer.
如果你看提多书第二章第二十二节十三节的话，
If we look at Titus chapter 2 verse 12 to 13,
那么他这里讲到教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions.
在今世自守公义敬虔度日。
And to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
等候所盼望的福。
While we wait for the blessed hope.
并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀显现。
The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督荣耀的显现就是他在天上显现的时候。
The glorious appearing of our Lord is when He appeared in the sky.
也就是教会被提的时候。
And it is the rapture.
那么对于基督徒来讲，最好的准备。
So for Christians, the best preparation is.
那么圣经里面讲到，就是除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
To say no to ungodliness and worldly passions.
过一个自守公义敬虔的生活。
And to live self-controlled, upright. And godly lives.
那对于那些没有信耶稣的人怎么办？
And for the unbelievers, what's going to happen?
你应当考虑相信耶稣。
You must consider believing in Jesus Christ.
不然的话，你将会遗留下来。
Otherwise, you will be left behind.
来面对这个七年的大灾难。
To face the great tribulation.
那么最后就要面对这个白色大宝座前的审判。
And then at the end to face the great white, the judgment of the great white throne.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主打开我们的心。
Please open our hearts.
求主帮助我们，如果我们是得救的人。
Please help us if we are believers.
我们应当警醒。
To be alert.
过一个自守公义的生活。
To live an upright and godly life.
来等待耶稣基督再来。
To wait upon your coming.
那么至于那些还没有信耶稣得救的人。
For the non-believers.
也求主你打开他们的心。
Please open their hearts.
让他们的心能够打开，接受耶稣基督成为他们个人的救主。
So they will be willing to open up.To receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
我们把每一位弟兄姐妹朋友们交托。
We lift up every believers, brothers and sisters, and friends in your hands.
求主带领我们。
Please lead us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.